祷告，亲爱的天父，在这美丽的时刻，我们来到你的面前敬拜你，歌唱你，我们为你在过去给我们的所有恩典献上祷告，献上感谢，求主一样的来引领我们前方的道路，求主与我们同在，开我们的心田，让我们领悟你的话语，走你引领的道路。
In beautiful moments like this, we come to your house to worship and sing songs to you. Thank you for the abundant grace you have poured over us. We ask for your guidance on the road ahead of us, and that you please be with us and open our hearts, so that we may understand your words and walk the road you lead. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 大家请坐。是因他活着 ，because he lives。
是。 14-16. Let's read them together in Chinese English.
起，你们是世上的光，城葬在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯，不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
下面。现在把时间交给平常。
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that we come before you, especially we have youth, adult, we come in one place that we worship you, either in English or in Chinese.Because you are searching the one who worship you in truth and in spirit. And we give all the honor and glory to you. And from the song we just sang, that you live so we can face tomorrow. Because you live, we have no fear and all fear are gone. Because you live, you are the head of the church and you are the one who leading the churchin the right path to the glory, and we give our thanks to you. Father, we give thanks to you that this summer we have junior high school camper, they participated the CBM camps, and they all came back. And we pray that every year that in the camp they get they got good activities and also spiritual teaching, and the Holy Spirit began the good work in their hearts and will continue to carry on until it is completed. And we ask you to guard their heart. We ask you that God, their commitment before you and to their teacher. Oh Lord, in this summer we have so many individuals join the mission trip, and we especially pray for Selena Lee. She is in Greece island and in the refugee camp. Even though it's a terrible place, it's a deadly sickness around or plague around, but we trust in you that you will hold her and keep her safe, because you're the one protect her. And we pray that you listen, you answer our prayer. And God, we pray to you that today through your servant going to preach us your word, cleanse our heart and purify our heart, that we have a tender heart to receive your word. And all the honor and glory to you. 爱我们的天父，我们感谢你，我们来到主的面前，我们一起来聚集，都是主你自己的恩典。我们也特别献上我们的感谢，我们来敬拜是用心灵和诚实，在真理中来敬拜你。让我们来敬拜的时候，主你是寻找那真正来敬拜，诚心敞开我们心门的。主啊，我们在这里，我们特别为我们这个月有一个游泳的活动，就在这个周六，还有在月底26号、27号月底的周六周日，我们有五堂的培灵信息，也会带有福音的信息，讲到末世的景况。让我们来听主的话语的时候，来查考你话语你的预言的时候，我们对主你所讲的话，我们起敬畏的心。让我们的人生观，让我们的世界观，让我们的生命观，因着主你自己的话语，我们得以洁净。让弟兄姐妹真的是每次教会有任何的特别聚会，让我们看重属灵方面的福分，让我们邀请亲朋好友，因为这些都有对他们有益处，可以使他们思想到神你是永不改变的神，世界都会过去，唯有主你自己的话语是永远长存。我们把今天的崇拜从头到尾恭敬仰望在主的恩手，借助你的仆人，求主来释放你自己的话语，借助翻译也是同感一灵，因为我们在这里敬拜的是那唯一的救主，是复活的救主。献上感谢祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。 Today we have Pastor Jim Price to preach to us, and Michael Lee will be the interpreter.
Good afternoon.
大家下午好。
I'm always blessed to come here and listen to you speak Chinese.
我每次来到听大家讲中文，我就觉得很荣幸。
How do you do it so easily?
你们为是如何这么很容易讲中文的？
It's the most difficult language in the world, and most Westerners envy you.
对我们西方人来讲的话是最难的语言，我们对你们很嫉妒。
Thank you for being with me today, Michael.
You're welcome.
And Peggy sends her love to you.
我的太太 Peggy 问大家安。
We have had twin boys with us for 3 weeks.
我们家里有双胞胎在我们家里待了三个礼拜。
From Shanghai.
是从上海来的双胞胎。
And Peggy and I have twin grandson boys.
我们自己有两个双胞胎孙子。
So when the four of them got together, they had a great time.
当他们四人在一块相处的时候，他们有一段很好的时间。
You can see from the slide there that I went to Bangkok in July.
你们从那个幻灯可以看见我七月份的时候去泰国的曼谷。
Bangkok in July is like Hong Kong or Guangzhou in July.
曼谷那边的天气可能就像七月份的天气，像广州的七月份的天气，香港的七月份的天气差不多。
So hot and humid.
很热也很潮湿。
We had a conference in a hotel, and I went outside twice.
我们在里面吃饭的时候，晚餐的时候，我们在外面需要去两次。
One was to go to dinner.
一次是去吃晚餐。
With a Chinese friend.
是跟一个中国的朋友在一块去吃。
The second time was to go to Starbucks.
第二个是我们吃到外面那个 Starbucks 咖啡店。
But praise God, the hotel was all air conditioned.
感谢神，那个旅馆倒是蛮有空调，有空调，很好的。
So I'm going to try to see if I can do this from here, and I may be too far away.
那我从这里用遥控来试着操作这个幻灯。
No, you guys are going to have to do it from up there.
Next
slide. I went to a conference called an AMPC conference.
我去曼谷是要参加这样一个中国宣教教会协会大会。
Now the only thing I knew is that the first A did not stand for American.
那个英文的书写第一个字母并不是代表美国这个 American 这个字。
It was a conference attended by over 500 Chinese nationals that came to Bangkok.
它是有差不多有五百个讲中文的这样一些。华人参加的聚会，参加的大会。
And the name of the conference was the Association of Mission Producing Churches.
就是翻译是中国宣教教会协会大会。
And it was attended by Chinese who were looking forward to having God send them on mission.
他是那些参加大会人士，他们希望受圣灵的感动，他们被差派到其他地方做宣教的工作。
Okay, let's go to the next slide if we could, please.
下一张幻灯。
One of the speakers was James Hudson Taylor IV.
其中的一个讲员是戴季中牧师，也是戴德
斯
牧师的他的重生。
Great grandson of Hudson Taylor, the one instrumental in bringing Christianity to China.
就是把基督教带入中国的戴德森牧师的重生。
There was also another speaker from Taiwan. Next slide, please.
另外一个讲员是从台湾去的一个牧师。
Pastor Nathan Chang.
他是张牧师。
And I couldn't understand a word he said, but he was fun to watch.
我连一个字他讲的，我一个字都没有听懂，但是他看起来很有趣。
He wore suspenders and tennis shoes.
他穿的一特别的衣着，还有穿的是那个旅行的鞋，旅游鞋。
And he could speak a little bit of English, so we had some fellowship.
他可以讲一点点的英文，所以我们可以彼此间有交通。
Next slide, please.
下一张幻灯。
And there was a time where he was involved in commissioning new pastors.
就是在派会之间有一段的时间是差派新的牧师。
And then the next slide was a very special moment where a group of young people.Maybe our young people's age, maybe just a little bit older, but they went up to him and said, Pastor, would you pray for us before we go on mission?
在大后期间有像我们在座的青少年差不多年龄的一批小孩，也许年龄会大一点点，他们来到张牧师的面前，要求张牧师为他们祷告。
Now you're probably wondering, what in the world was a white guy doing at this conference?
那你们自己在纳闷，想一个白人到那个中国人开的大会里去干什么事情？
Well, let's go to the next slide.
那我看看下一张的幻灯。
They invited me to teach a workshop called Teaching Your Native Language in a Foreign Country.
牧师是被邀请到这个大会去在举办这一个讲座，这讲座的题目是在国外教授教授你本国的语言这一个讲座。
So like Peggy and I for 3 years went to 北大to teach English to PhD students.
那我和我的太太 Peggy 是到中国的北大教授英文有3年多的时间。
These young men and women were looking to go to a foreign country and teach Mandarin or Cantonese.
那么刚才提到的这样一批的年轻人，他们是希望有这样的机会去到其他的国家教授中文。
And they were going to use it as an opportunity to share about Jesus.
那么他们将借用这样教授的机会来分享福音。
Next week, Peggy and I have one of her former students coming to our house for the weekend.
我们下一个礼拜，我们曾经教导的一个学生会到我们家里来跟我们住一个周末。
Peggy shared Jesus with him when we were in Beijing.
当我们在北京的时候，Peggy 曾经跟他分享过耶稣的福音。
He is working on his PhD at UCLA.
他现在在 UCLA 的念博士学位。
His advisor is a Christian.
他的博士导师是一个基督徒。
His advisor has invited him to church.
他的导师也邀请这位学生到参加教会。
This young man is in a small group.
他是参加一个很小的一个小组。
And we are praying that soon he will become a follower of Jesus.
那我们在祷告，希望不久的将来他可以成为耶稣基督的门徒。
Wonderful. Well, let's a little bit of introduction. Let me pray and we will begin.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you for this day.
天父，谢谢你，感谢这样的天气，这一天。
Thank you, God, for the young people here and adults alike.
我们感谢你把这样子的青少年和成人带到我们教会。
Father, we pray that you would speak to us and change us.
主啊，我们求你对我们说话，改变我们。
We ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen.
Next slide, please.
下一张幻灯，请。
Oh, I just prayed. Okay. Next slide. Okay.You all like to go on family vacations, right?
大家都希望能够家庭愉快的度假的时间。
To get out of town and go to some fun places.
离开我们熟悉的城市，到另外的地方有一个好的时间。
To put your work out of your mind.
我们那个时间可以忘掉我们的工作。
To put school out of your mind.
我们也可以暂时不想学校一些事情。
And about halfway through your vacation, you begin to say, "Uh-oh, I need to go back."
当我们度假一半的时候，我们开始想啊，我们要回到我们的学校了，回到我们家里了。
Well, our family loves vacations. Let's go to the next slide.
我们家也喜欢一块有休假。
Picture, please, if we could. Our family went to Yellowstone a couple of years back. How many of you been to Yellowstone? Okay.
我们一家几年前曾经一块到过黄石公园。
That's Peggy and our daughters and our grandchildren and family. Let's bring in another slide if we could, please.
首先，里面有我的太太、我的子女，还有我的孙子。
That's Peggy and our 3 daughters, and our youngest daughter is adopted from Korea.
这另外第二张照片是他的太太 Peggy 跟他们3个女儿在一块，其中最年轻的是他们从朝鲜那边领养的一个女孩。
And our Korean daughter turns 40 on Thursday.
那我们的这个女儿，她在礼拜四的时候会马上有满40岁。
So let's go to the next slide.
我们下一张幻灯。
Okay, that's a picture of a semi cab.
这是一个像一个出租车一样的一个车子。
And I am not the driver.
我不是其中在开车的人。
When we were in Colorado and the children were very little, we were coming from California back to Colorado.
当时我们是从加州开车开到科罗拉多州。
And we had about 50 miles to go, and all of a sudden I noticed the battery, the lights were going dim, and the radio was turning off.
当我们离目的地差有五英里的时候，那个时候发现车里的灯开始变得很暗，然后那个收音机也开始没有声音了。But
the engine kept running on the car.
发动机当时还在转动。
So I said, I don't want to stop in the middle of nowhere.
他当时说我不希望停在这个荒无人烟的地方。
So Peggy prayed.
那太太 Peggy 祷告了。
We all asked God for an answer.
我们求神的帮助。
And all of a sudden, a great big truck went by us.
一下子有一个很大的卡车经过，从边上经过。
And I said to Peggy, I can see his tail lights. We're going to follow him all the way to the town.
他跟他的太太讲，他可以看见那个车子的大卡车的尾灯，那可以他们决定就跟着这个大卡车一直到下面一个城市。
And we made it all the way to the town where we had a motel reservation.
那我们一直就这样就开到了那个我们订好的有晚上旅馆的一个小镇。
I could not see the road ahead, but I knew that the driver could see.
当时我们因为灯前灯已经熄灭，我们没有办法看见前面的路，但是我们可以看见那个前面那个卡车的尾灯。
There was another time in Wyoming. If we could have the next slide, please.
下一张画面是他们曾经在Wyoming这个地方。
This time I was working with the with Amoco Corporation, and I was out on a well site in January.
当时是在他跟一个Wellco这个公司在工作，在一个在野营地。
And it was time for me to go back to our home in Colorado.
那当时我正准备返回到我在科罗拉多住的地方。
And even though I had a four-wheel drive, I could not see the road because of a ground blizzard.
当时因为天气很恶劣，我尽管开的是四轮驱动的车子，也看不清前面的路。
The wind was blowing so hard I could only see a few feet in front of me.
那个飓风刮得很大，我在前面能见度只有前面几英尺的地方。
So as I was getting slower, a truck came by me again.
当我开得很慢的时候，一个大卡车从我边上经过。
And I said to myself, when I'm sitting down here in my car, I can't see, but the truck driver sitting up here can see. I'm going to follow him.
他当时这么想，也是因为他坐的车子里面很矮，看不清前面的路。但是那个坐的大卡车，坐的很高的那个司机可以看清前面的路。
So I followed him for many miles until the snow got a little better.
那他就一直就跟着这个前面这卡车司机前面开，然后开了好长的一段时间。
So that brings us to what I want to talk about this afternoon. Next slide, please.
看看我们今天要谈的信息。
Go ahead and bring that in.
我们看下一个，下面。
I want to talk about hope.
我今天是来给大家分享希望。
When you can't see the road ahead.
当我们看不清前面的路的时候，我们怎样有希望？
Some of you here today may be thinking, you know, I don't know what's next. I can't see the road ahead, and I'm discouraged.
当我们在座，也许有很多人知道，就心里想，我们看不清前面，明天会发生什么事情。
But let me tell you, God never wants you to see too far ahead.
但我需要告诉大家一点，就是说，神不希望我们看的前面看得太远。
He wants you to have the faith that you can trust Him each step that you take.
神是希望我们来信靠他，然后希望他会带领我们走每天的每一步。
We don't know what the future holds, but like the song says, we know who holds the future.
我们知道将来会发生什么事情，但我们知道是谁掌管着明天。
We can have hope even though we don't see too far ahead.
尽管我们看不清前面的路，看不清很远的时候，但我们还是要保持有很大的希望。
Let's go ahead and look at Luke chapter 18, if you would please.
我们来一起看看路加福音第十八章。
I want to begin at verse. Okay, that looks like a misprint there. Let's go to verse 31, if you would, please.
好，我们一起从18章31节开始看。
About 10 days before Jesus went to Jerusalem for the last time, he got his disciples together.
当在耶稣最后一次上耶路撒冷十天前，他跟门徒们在一块。
And he wanted to have a little chat with them about what's going to happen in the future.
他希望跟门徒交代一下，在将来会发生什么样的事情。
Jesus could see 10 days ahead.
耶稣可以看清十天以后将要发生的事情。
But the disciples couldn't.
但是他的门徒看不清楚。
So look at verse 31. Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We're going to Jerusalem, and everything that's written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him. On the third day, he'll rise again." The disciples didn't understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about.
十八章三十节说，耶稣带着十二个门徒对他们说：“看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，先知所写的一切事都要成就在人子身上。他要被交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，凌辱他，吐唾沫在他脸上，并要鞭打他，杀害他。第三天他要复活。”当时他的门徒完全不懂他在这里讲了一些什么事情。
The Greek word that's used for he did, they didn't know what he was talking about is the Greek word encrypto.
当时这个新约用的一个词是 encrypto, 这是他们不明白耶稣所说的意思。
It would be like if you didn't want me to see something that you were writing, you'd go ahead and write it in Chinese characters.
如果举个例子来说，就是如果你不希望我知道我写的什么东西的话，
and I couldn't understand it.
你就用中文来写，因为完全我不懂中文。
And that's what the disciples were thinking of Jesus and his words.
那就是当时他耶稣基督的门徒所对耶稣所说的那种想法。
The disciples are thinking, Jesus, we've only been with you 3 years. We got a lot to do.
他们都这样说，这样想我，耶稣跟你在一块就是才几年的时间，我们有很多事情需要去做。
How can you be talking about going to Jerusalem, being handed over to authorities, being crucified, and then rising again?
你是怎么一下子讲到我将要上耶路撒冷，被交给官府，被钉十字架，三天以后复活这样一些事情呢？
I don't know about you, but if you were given about 10 days to live,
我不知道你们在座是怎么想的，但是如果我们告知只有十天的时间存活的话，
you would be thinking about all the things you still want to do.
我们会想到我们很多的事情，我们还没有做的事情。
You may be thinking mostly about yourself.
我们想的大多的时候想的其实都是关于我们自己的事情。
You may see other people, but you're more focused on, hey, I'm going to die in 10 days. I don't have time for you.
当然你一定会看见周遭的很多人，但是你当时根本没有时间想他们，而是在想自己，我十天以后就会死掉。
So let's look at verse 35.
我们来看看第三十五节。
Just the first part, as Jesus approached Jericho.
三十五节，耶稣将近耶利哥的时候。
Let's go to the next slide, please.
我们看看下一张的画面。
We've got to have a map.
我们有一个图。
First arrow, please.
我们看看第一个箭头。
Dun, da, dun. There we go. There's Capernaum at the north end of the Sea of Galilee.
那在加利利海的北端是加百隆。
That's where Jesus told his disciples that we've got to go to Jerusalem and there I'm going to die.
耶稣就是在那个地方告诉门徒说他会上耶路撒冷将会受死。
So they're going to walk south along the Jordan River to Jericho. Next arrow please.
他们就沿着约旦河往南边走走到
And everybody coming from Galilee to Jericho would usually spend the night in Jericho.
从加利利过来的人一般都会在耶利哥那地方待一晚上。
It was a place to eat and rest.
他在那里，他们人们在那里可以吃饭，然后可以休息。
Because the next day you would climb a very steep climb to get to Jerusalem.
因为在第二天上耶路撒冷的路上是一个很陡的一个山路。
It would be like going from here to up to Pollock Pines, but not in 40 miles, but in about 12 miles.
就像我们在这里，我们从这里到那个山上 Pollock Pines 那个地方，这个从这儿到 Pollock Pines 是40英里的距离，但是
let's bring in that next slide.
到耶路撒冷差不多只有15英里的距离。
There's Jerusalem.
那是耶路撒冷。
So Jesus is going to enter Jericho.
耶稣将来到耶利哥。
Next slide, please.
下一张画面。
There's a artist's reconstruction of what ancient Jericho looked like.
这是一个，就是曾经有一个有一个艺术家将古时代的耶利哥那个城重新用模型建造。
Because it was about 1,200 years before where Joshua fought the battle of Jericho.
大概是一千两百多年以前，Joshua 他在那边占领这个耶利哥城。
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. That's it.
Joshua 就是占领了攻克了这个耶利哥城。
Now, when the walls came tumbling down, where's the next best place to build the city?
当耶利哥城的城墙倒塌的时候，那在哪里可以找到最好的建立这个城的地方呢？
The next best place to build the city is right on top of the old one.
建造这个新城的最好的地方就是在旧址上面建立新城。
They've already got the building materials, they've got the water wells, they've got everything. They just need to start again.
他们已经具有需要用的建筑器材，也有水，还有所有其他的材料。
So the picture on the right is the ancient tell.Of Jericho.
那右边的是古代的耶利哥城的状况。
And if you go down 7 layers of foundations, you will find the original Jericho of Joshua's day.
当你在地表往下面挖七层的时候，你会找到加西瓦约书亚当时攻克的耶利哥城的状况。
And in Jesus' day, he is entering Jericho.
在那个时候，耶稣进耶利哥城。
During Herod's time, the time of Jesus, Herod built a brand new Jericho on another part of that area.
在耶稣的时代，也就是那西律王做王的时候，他在另外一个地方建立了一个完全新的一个耶利哥城。
So on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus would walk into old Jericho.
当耶稣往耶路撒冷行走的时候，他会首先经过老的耶利哥城。
He would leave old Jericho.
他会离开老的耶利哥城。
He would go into new Jericho.
他会进入新的耶利哥城。
And leave new Jericho on his way to Jerusalem.
然后离开老的新的耶利哥城，然后往耶路撒冷那边行走。
Okay, let's look at the next part of the verse. And there was a blind man sitting by the roadside, and he was begging.
当时在有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭。
Sorry about that. I forgot to show you this slide. That's a really great slide.
好，对不起，我忘记了，给大家展示这样一个幻灯。
Of the road going from Jericho up to Jerusalem.
这一个幻灯讲的就是从耶利哥城到耶路撒冷这个路叫耶利哥路。
In fact, let's go to the next slide because the next slide shows a picture of the Jericho Road about 100 years ago with horses on it.
那这个图呢，就是在大概有100年左右的时间，在路上可以看见。
On the right is the modern highway to Jericho.
那右边是一个现代的耶利哥路。
Let's go to the next slide if we could please.
我们能不能看下一个幻灯？
So there's a blind man, he was sitting by the roadside.
那当时有一个瞎子就坐在路旁。
The Gospel of Mark identifies this man as Bartimaeus.
那马可福音把这个瞎子的名字知道是叫他做马巴迪麦。
Which means the son of Timaeus.
他是意思就是说 Timaeus 的儿子。
So Luke does not name him, but it's the same man. It's Bartimaeus.
在路加福音里面没有提到这个人的名字，但是是同一个人。
And he was blind.
他是一个瞎子。
He couldn't see the hand in front of his face.
当你把手放在眼前的时候，他也看不见。
He couldn't see anybody's face.
他看不见任何人的脸孔。
He couldn't see the sun, moon, or the stars. He couldn't see the roads to walk on.
他看不清楚太阳、月亮和星星，也看不清他前面的路。
He was blind.
他是瞎子。
A couple of summers ago, Peggy and I went to Oregon with our grandsons.
几年以前的夏天，我和我的孙子到 Oregon.
We stopped by the Oregon caves to show the boys what it's like inside of a cave.
但是我们路过 Oregon 一些玄洞，我们带着孙子经过那里，知道给他们看。
And we went on a tour, and once we were in the middle of the cave, the guide said, "Now I'm going to turn off the lights."
当时有一个旅行，他一个导游，他可以把我们带进那个洞穴的中间的时候，他说我们这样把所有的灯都熄灭。
You could put your hand right up against your nose and you could not see your hand.
当灯熄灭的时候，你把手即使放在你的脸上、你眼前，你都看不见。
That's what it was like with Bartimaeus.
这就是巴迪买所经历的，他完全看不见。
And he was sitting by the roadside.
他当时是坐在路旁。
Now, if you're with a group of people walking along the roadside, you're not going to see anybody sitting down over there.
当你跟一群的人在路上走的时候，你没办法完全看清坐在路边的一些人。
You're walking along, you're looking at your friends on either side, and you're looking at the road ahead.
当你走路的时候，你就跟你的朋友在交谈，你看着你的朋友，也看着前面的路。
You're not paying attention to anybody that might be sitting along the roadside.
你不会注意到坐在路旁边的那些人。
And that's how Bartimaeus felt.
他就是当巴迪买当时就是这么一个感受。
He was sitting by the side and nobody was noticing him.
他当时坐在路旁边，没有一个人注意到他。
And he was begging.
他当时在讨饭。
He had his little beggar's dish and he was looking for a few coins.
他当时也许有个乞讨的一个碗，他希望大家能够给他一点。
A few coins for the blind man.
希望给他一点施舍。
He was in bad shape.
他的当时的状况很糟糕。
Let's look at the next. When he heard the crowd going by in verse 36.
我们看看第三四六节。
He asked what was happening, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by.
他问发生了什么事情，然后人们告诉他是拿撒勒的耶稣在经过。
There were lots of people named Jesus in Jesus' day.
很多人遇到过碰到过耶稣基督在耶稣基督的时代。
Just like lots of people named Michael or Jim.
就像很多人认识Jim牧师一样。
But when people said Jesus of Nazareth, they knew exactly who he was.
当时人给介绍是拿撒勒人耶稣基督的时候，大家知道是哪一个耶稣。
And he said, the crowd said, he's passing by.
他们告诉他说他在这里经过。
Some of you have been Christians here a long time.
我们很多人也是基督徒有很长时间了。
Remember this song?
他听了一个一首一首歌吗
？Please survive my voice. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. How many of you know this? While on others thou art watching, do not pass me by. Well, I won't sing for you again. You know who wrote that song?
大家知不知道这首歌的作者是谁？
That song was written by Fanny Crosby.
这个首歌是一个叫 Fanny Crosby 一个人所写的。
And what do you know about Fanny Crosby?
大家对她有所知道她的一些趣闻吗？
She was blind.
她是一个瞎子。
She read this in Braille, or somebody read it to her, and she wrote this song.
也许是她通过盲文读了这个圣经的这一段圣经，也许是人家诵读这一段圣经给她，她听到这一段经文以后就写了这样一首诗歌。
While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.And that's what Bartimaeus was thinking in his heart. Don't pass me by.
他当时巴拿巴的心情就是说大家都经过，请你不理睬我。
And so Bartimaeus in verse 38, he called out and he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
三十八节说，他就呼叫说，大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
He used the earthly name of Jesus and then his messianic title, Son of David.
他用了耶稣属世的名字耶稣，他也用了耶稣那个弥赛亚的一个名字大卫子孙，也就是弥赛亚的一个。
Have mercy upon me. Look at me. I am Bartimaeus. I'm important.
他心里说可怜可怜我吧，我是巴拿马，我是也很重要的。
Don't pass me by.
不要经过我这里，不理睬我。
Then verse 39, those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, you old blind man.
在前头走的人就责备他，不许他说声。
There's always a danger of people who like to get in front of Jesus.
很多的时候，有些人会走在耶稣基督的前面。
If Jesus were behind, there were others saying, "Move away! Jesus is coming. Be quiet, you blind man. Jesus has got important things to do."
当时也许有很多人就走在耶稣基督的前面和旁边，他们会告诉大家说：“耶稣来了，耶稣来了。”
And unfortunately, there are some churches in which the leaders go far ahead of Jesus and don't pay attention to what he wants to do.
在现今也许有一些教会的领袖也是这样子的，他们远远的走在耶稣基督的前面，没有真正注意到耶稣基督所要他们所行的事情。
I love the next part.
我很喜欢下一个的情节。
Bartimaeus basically says, "I'm not listening to you. Louder, Jesus, have mercy upon me."
当时巴拿马根本就没有听他们所说的，他说他呼喊的声音更大，他说。
And with that second cry of mercy, Jesus stopped.
当耶稣听到他第二次的呼喊的“可怜可怜我”这样的呼喊声的时候，耶稣停下来。
And he ordered some of the men next to him to go get Bartimaeus.
他叫他周边的几个人去。
Now I want to stop right here for a minute.
我要在这里停留一下。
Because Mark has some very precious things in his text that Luke doesn't have. So let's go to the next slide and bring in just one at a time, tech people. So let's look first. One next point.
就是说在马可福音的时候，马可对这件事情的记载有一些很宝贵的一些东西，在路加福音没有记载。那我们在现在来看马可福音所记载。
Next point, please.
我们看看下一张幻灯。
They came to Bartimaeus, this group of people, and said, "Take courage."
这一就是走在耶稣身旁的这几个人啊，来到巴拿买的跟前。
Or be encouraged, Bartimaeus.
他对他巴他们对巴拿买说，鼓起勇气。
Don't be sad. Something's going to happen.
不要感到很悲伤，大的事情将要发生。
And the next thing Mark records, let's bring that in, please.
马可福音下面所记载的。
Arise, Bartimaeus.
巴拿买站起来。
Stand up.
站起来。
Next point. This is precious.
下一点。
Bartimaeus, Jesus is calling for you.
他们告诉巴拿买说，耶稣在呼喊着你。
Can you see, Bartimaeus? Those are the most precious words he had ever heard in his life.
这也许是在他一生里面所听见的最宝贵的一些话。
Bartimaeus, Jesus is calling for you.
他听着说，耶稣在叫你。
Next slide, please.
下一张画面。
Next point.Bartimaeus, Mark says, threw off his cloak.
马可福音记载说，巴拿买他把丢下他的衣服。
Next slide, please, or next point. He jumped up.
他跳起来。
Now, I want you to know that I tried something the other day.
我告诉大家，我想告诉大家，我那天有一天我试着做一件事情。
I sat on the floor of my living room and I tried to jump up.
当时我说的事情就是，我当时坐在那个家里的地板上。
I could not jump up.
我试着跳起来，当时我没办法跳起来。
But Bartimaeus jumped up.
但巴里麦他跳了起来。
He was so excited, and he came to Jesus with the help of some friends.
他是如此兴奋，他跳起来。
Next slide, please.
下一张画面。
Thank you. That's a wonderful picture I found of Bartimaeus being led to Jesus after he jumped up.
Next. 这张图是描述巴拿麦被有些人领到耶稣基督的状况。
Next slide or next point.
下一张图。
There he is coming to Jesus.
他来到耶稣基督的面前。
Next slide, please.
下一张画面。
And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
当他来到耶稣基督的面前的时候，耶稣问他说：“你要我为你做什么事情？”
What do you want me to do for you? Now I can tell you this.
你要我为你做什么事情？我可以告诉大家这样一点。
Bartimaeus didn't pick up his little beggar's cup and say, "Jesus."Not many people threw money in today. Can you give me a few coins?
当时巴里麦并没有像很多的乞讨人所做的那样，他没有要耶稣基督给他一点施舍。
What do you want me to do for you?
你希望我为你做什么事情？
What is your greatest need, Bartimaeus?
巴里麦，你最大的需要是什么东西？
And look at what he says.
看看大家看他所说。
Lord, I want to see.
他说主啊，我要看见。
I want to see.
我要看见。
Look at this question.
我们来看看这样一个问题。
Could we have that question, please?
我们看下面一个问题。
So I'm going to ask myself.
我给自己问这样一个
问题。What do I want Jesus to do for me?
我希望耶稣基督为我成就一些什么事情。
You ask yourself that question.
我们自己也问自己同样的问题。
What is the greatest thing that you would like Jesus to do for you?
你希望耶稣基督在你生命中成就最伟大的什么样的事情？
And I don't think it would be, Lord, put a few more dollars in my bank account.
我是不是祈求耶稣给我增加我的银行账户，增加一些更多的存款？
Now I want you to be thinking about that for a while. In fact, I'd like you to be thinking about that all week.
我希望我们大家都思考这样一个问题。我希望大家将近的后面的一个礼拜，我们也思考这样一个问题。
Maybe it's Lord, I want you to restore the passion that I once had for you.
也许是耶稣，我求你重新给我当初的那一种激情。
Maybe it's, Lord, I'm having a hard time forgiving that person. That's what I want. I want to be able to forgive them.
也许我们对很难宽恕饶恕某一个人，那希望耶稣基督帮助我们来饶恕。
Maybe it's, Lord, I want my marriage restored, or I want to have a good relationship with my children.
也许是我们希望耶稣帮助我们修复我们的婚姻，也许是帮助我们来跟我们的孩子们有更好的关系。
Think about what you want more than anything else Jesus to do for you.
那么大家想一想，我们希望耶稣在我们生命中要为我们所成就的。
Next slide, please.
我们看下一张幻灯。
Jesus said to him.
耶稣对他说。
Receive your sight, your faith has healed you.
你可以看见，你的信救了你。
Your shouting hasn't healed you.
你的大呼大喊大叫并没有来医治你。
Even as loud as you shouted, it didn't heal you.
你的呼喊的声音很大，但是那并没有来拯救医治你。
It wasn't if you had to shout two, three, or four times to heal you.
你即使叫唤大声叫唤三次四次也不会。
It was your belief that I could heal you.
是因为我相信我能听见你。相信耶稣基督能医治你。
And you and I need to have faith, belief that God will do in us what we would like Him to do inside of us.
我们希望有应该有这样的信心。我们相信耶稣基督能成就我们希望他在我们生活中所需要成就的事情。
43 and immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus.Praising God, and when all the people saw it, they also praised God.
第四十三节，瞎子立刻看见了，就跟随耶稣，一路归荣耀与神。众人看见这事，也赞美神。
Jesus again demonstrated that he was Messiah.
耶稣在这里再一次的展示他是弥赛亚。
The lame would walk.
那个瘸腿的可以走路
，the deaf would hear，
耳聋的可以听重新听见
，the blind would see，
瞎眼的能看见
，and Jesus changed the life of blind Bartimaeus。
耶稣改变了巴底麦的瞎子巴底麦的生命
，and Bartimaeus got up and followed Jesus。
巴底麦站起来就跟随了耶稣基督
，and quite possibly he followed Jesus all the way to Jerusalem。
很可能他就一直跟着耶稣基督上耶路撒冷。
And quite possibly he stayed the entire week and he saw the crucifixion.
他也许在一个礼拜都跟耶稣基督在一块儿。
And maybe he went back home after the crucifixion, but he heard about the resurrection.
也许他看见耶稣基督被受死，被上十字架，他也许他回到他所在的地方。
And Bartimaeus became a follower of Jesus.
他也许 回家以后听见耶稣基督复活的事情，他成为耶稣基督的跟随者。
Last slide, please.
下一张的话呢
？When Simeon, the great prophet, the priest in Jerusalem, held Jesus in his hands, he said, "This young baby will be a light to the Gentiles."
当先知西面抱着耶稣在他手上的时候。他给宣告说这是释放的光。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you will never walk in darkness.
耶稣自己说他是释放的光，你如果跟随他的话，我们会就永远不会在黑暗里面。
Paul told King Agrippa in his testimony, he said, the Lord has called me to open the eyes of the blind.Spiritually, and turn them from darkness to light.
保罗也这样宣告，他是被他说他是被差派来开启心灵瞎眼的人的。
Christians here, you, Jesus said, are the light of the world.
我们在座的基督徒，我们也是世上的光。
And if you were to ask me that question, what would I want Jesus to do for me? I would say. let my light shine brightly that others might see Jesus in me.
如果大家问我这样一个问题，就是耶稣基督，我要耶稣基督为我成就什么事情？那我也许就会这样说：我要耶稣给我这个光更明亮，大家看见的光的人可以来到耶稣基督的面前。
May others see Jesus in us and be attracted to the light that is in us.
希望就是说别人能看见我们，接着我们能看见耶稣基督，这样能他们能被吸引到耶稣基督那里去。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Jesus, thank you for the story of blind Bartimaeus.
耶稣基督，谢谢你这样一个巴底麦的一个故事。
Thank you for stopping for blind Bartimaeus.
谢谢你停下来，医治瞎眼巴底麦。
Thank you for not passing him by.
谢谢你没有通过走过没有不理。
Thank you for Bartimaeus' faith.
我们也感谢巴底麦有这样的信心。
Thank you for healing him.
谢谢这样的医治。
Thank you that you have placed your light inside of your followers.
也感谢你把你的光放在你的追随者的心中。
Let our light shine that others may see our lives and glorify God.
让你放在我们里面的光大大的发亮，这样其他的人看见我们就看见耶稣你自己。
And if there's anyone here that does not have the light of Jesus.
我们在座的还没有接受耶稣基督，还没有耶稣基督的光的话，
It's a matter of faith.
是一个信仰的问题。
Jesus, put your light in me.
耶稣基督把他的光放在我中间。
Something's got to happen first. You got to forgive my sins.
耶稣会宽恕饶恕我的罪过。
You got to empty the darkness so that the light can shine.
我们把黑暗抛弃，然后我们光亮可以进来。
Jesus, I ask you to do that today.
耶稣，我祈求你做这样一件事情。
Forgive my sin and put your Holy Spirit in within me and let your light shine.
宽恕我的一切的罪过，把你的亮光放在我中间。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Pastor Jim, for the great message. Even though we have listened his story for many times, but it's very insightful and very spiritual inspirational. 我们谢谢简牧师的信息，虽然这个故事是大家所熟悉的，可是每一次听到的时候，里面的真理永远是新的，都能启发我们的信心，也能启发我们的主是那位弥赛亚救主来到世间。那我们现在我们来读一段经文啊、we're going to read this passage of scripture.And prepare ourselves for the communion. 那这一段经文也是帮助我们来领受主的饼和主的杯。这段经文是记载在雅各书第四章从七节到第十节。The scripture on the screen is from the book of James.Chapter 4, 7 to 10, verse 7 to 10, and we can read together. 我们可以一起来读，一起。故此，你们要顺服神，不要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑。你们要亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。你们要愁苦悲哀，哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作痛苦。 乌要在主面前自卑，主就必照你的圣道。Even though the passage is short, but I want to point out a few essential in this passage to remind us and prepare ourselves. 虽然这个经文是比较短，但是我愿意从这个经文里面的一些重点，让我们来预备我们的心，来领受主的饼和杯。第一个问题就是 ，the first question from this passage is that draw near to God。第一个信息就是我们要亲近神。那问题就是如何亲近神 ？You may ask how to draw near to God, and the scripture give us answer.Confessing our sins, asking God for His mercy. 这经文已经给我们解答，就是承认我们的罪，求他来洁净我们。所以我们亲近神，在这一节里面，这一段经文里面，就这两个重点，认我们的罪，求神洁净。 Only two points.Confessing our sins and ask Him to cleanse me for His cleansing. And if we are nearer to God, the more we are like God. 若是我们越接近神，我们就会更像神自己。所以就是如同刚在信息里面说，当我们越是有主的生命，我们就可以把生命照亮给别人。Just like in the message it said, let Jesus shine in us, through us, to our friends, to our neighbors, to our relatives. 让我们预备我们的心来领受这饼和杯。Let us prepare ourselves for this communion. And sometimes we call this a Lord's table. He's the one who established this new covenant. 有时候我们也称为主餐，因为是主耶稣自己设立这个圣餐。And He established thisNew covenant just a few hours before he walked to the cross. 那主所设立的圣餐，用他的血所立的新约，也就是在主耶稣被钉十字架之前几个小时，所以是为众人。 So the church door is always open. 教会的门永远是敞开的。 And the message of God is the sinner to repent and be the children of God. 教会的门是永远敞开，神的福音就是让罪人悔改，可以成为神的儿女。我们曾经是迷失的，我们曾经是瞎眼。 We are once lost and blind, but He is the one show us the way, and He is the one give us eyesight. 他是指示我们生命的道路，他给我们可以看得见，就像今天的信息一样。让我们有一段时间，我们预备我们的心。这不是一个惯例，这只是圣经说，借着饼和杯，让我们来想起、纪念主耶稣在十字架上为罪人、为你和我所做的怜悯。So may this will remind us that by His grace we are redeemed. We are the children of God. 所以我们应该好好的在神面前承认我们的罪，求他来洁净我们。So that we need to prepare ourselves, ask Him to examine us. We confess our sins and ask for His cleansing, so that we will be blessed first, and others will be blessed through us. 因为这样做，我们才会首先得到神的祝福，再来。别人也会经过我们得到神的祝福。
天上的父，感谢你，感谢在你复活的日子里，让我们在一起能够领受你的饼和杯，为了纪念你。主啊，感谢你，感谢你为了担当我们的罪而钉死在十字架上，你的身体为我们破碎，你的宝血为我们流尽。主啊，请你饶恕我们一切的过犯，洁净我们，让我们好好审查自己。让我们更能活出神的形象，更能活出你的形象。这样的祷告乃是奉基督耶稣的名求。
受洗归入主的名下，我们都欢迎。 the bread in our hand just reminds us that Jesus, He hung on the cross. He died for our sin. And we eat this in remembrance of Him. 我们手上的这饼，让我们想起代表主耶稣的身体在十字架上为我们死。我们领受的时候，为了是纪念他。May we eat this together. We will now invite the 智华弟兄为杯祝谢。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today that we can come to your table. We thank you for your precious blood and body.Don't shed it for us. Oh Lord, we thank you for your salvation. Thank you for the light that you put in us so that we can shine in this neighborhood, in this world, that other people could be drawn to you. Oh Lord, be our guidance in our daily lives, at work, at home, and at church.Oh, let us glorify your name. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
这杯里的葡萄汁是主耶稣在十字架上所流的，是象征他的血为我们所流，洗净我们的罪。我们是何等的有福，在短暂的人生，可是我们有永恒的盼望。 The cup reminds us that Jesus shed his blood on the cross. Even though we have a limited life on earth, but we have eternal hope in him through his salvation. And may we drink this with thanksgiving and looking forward for his second coming. 当我们饮这个杯的时候，我们以感恩的心，同时我们期盼主的再来。 Let's drink together.
Good afternoon. 让我们首先来欢迎新朋友。Let's welcome our new friend first. We have a new friend. 我们有今天有个新朋友叫王菊。We have a new friend Lily. 请能不能请您站起来介绍一下，给我们介绍一下。新朋友第一次来我们教会的 ，Is anybody first? This is first time come to our church? 没有哈，欢迎大家。我们教会呢，每个星期天下午3点在这里聚会。然后呢，我们每个月的第一和第三是第二，第二和第四个星期五呢的晚上呢，在教会里有团契，欢迎您参加我们的。下面做一下报告哈。The Saturday, from 5 to 8, we'll have a swimming party in the Orangeville Community Swimming Pool just down the street, one block. You're welcome to bring your family and invite your neighbors and friends to our party. 教会定于本周六8月12日呢，下午5点到8点呢，在 Orangeville Community Swimming Pool 呢有一个游泳的 party， 然后呢欢迎你邀请你的家庭亲朋好友来参加。我们有那个欢迎大家每家呢带一个菜，让大家共同来共享这个晚餐。And from August 26th and 27th, Saturday through Sunday, we'll have a reviving conference. The conference starts on Saturday from 5, and there's a 5 session with them. You're welcome to join us, and the detail, Yujie, check with Yujie.在8月的26号到27号呢，周六到周日呢，我们有培灵会。 也从培灵会从周六下午5点钟开始，我们一共有5堂的培灵聚会，请弟兄姐妹留意出席，详情呢请接洽于杰弟兄。然后崇拜点心后有交谊，希望您大家留下交流，然后大约每2-3个月呢才会轮一次，所以呢有大家有感兴趣呢可以参加，详细呢肯跟请跟刘俊姐妹联系。还有呢就是秋季服饰表呢从9月到11月呢现在已经开始填写了，请各个项目的负责人呢把你的时间呢报告给韩云姐妹。好，下面请大家起立，我们唱三一颂。
慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与我们同在，是奉主耶稣的名，
Amen.
Please be seated and you are welcome to our fellowship hall for the refreshment. 欢迎每位可以留下在交谊厅有点心。